You are a strong proponent of fracking, including fracking at the Pittsburgh airport. Everybody seemed to have high expectations for this. A year and a half after fracking at the airport began, has it met your expectations?
Yes, for a couple of different reasons. It allowed us to stabilize the finances of the Pittsburgh International Airport. Without that fracking deal, without the CONSOL Energy deal, you wouldn't have seen much of a future for Pittsburgh International Airport. We've been able to lower the cost of in-plane passengers, the boarding cost, three times since we have signed that deal. And the gas has really started to just flow recently. We got the upfront bonus payment of $50 million, but the ongoing revenues, which should generate hundreds of millions of dollars over the next, a couple of decades, has really just begun. So when you put all of those things together, it has been a tremendous asset that we've been able to capitalize on and utilize and leverage for jobs, for opportunities, and for a brighter future in this region.
You've talked about the positive economic impact. There are, of course, environmental proponents who say that there's a cost not only to fracking, but also with the addition of the cracker plant. What concerns do you have about how this might impact pollution in Allegheny County?
Well, I do have concerns on any industry that it needs to be regulated. It needs to make sure that whatever emissions, whether they be towards our water, towards our air, towards our ground contamination, needs to be dealt with. So I am concerned, and I think we have to work with our federal regulators, whether it's the EPA, our state regulators, whether it's a DEP, or locally with the Allegheny County Health Department, to make sure that whatever industry is here, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a dry cleaner, whether it's an energy company, whoever it might be, a manufacturer, that they are good stewards. And if they're not good stewards, then they need to be fined, punished, regulated, and if need be, shut down.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is the closing keynote speaker at the Shale Insight Conference. You are supporting Hillary Clinton for president. How worried are you that Mr. Trump is owning the issue of fracking?
Well, I don't know that he is, quite frankly. I give Hillary Clinton a lot of credit because she's the perfect balance the way I look at it. There were people on the left that were Bernie supporters that wanted a ban. They wanted a moratorium on fracking. And I think on the other side, you have Donald Trump, who doesn't want regulation at all. Let him do it. We don't get government out of the way. But I think Secretary Clinton has taken the proper approach, and that approach is let's capitalize on it. Let's provide the type of jobs that some of those jobs that have gone away, quite frankly, in manufacturing, that the Trump supporters, want to talk about. I think she's really the person that I think we could look to have a sensible energy policy to deal with sensible regulations and enforcement of what we talked about before, whether it be pollution that could occur to our waterways, to our air, and to make sure that there's a proper, even a taxing structure in place to make sure that these energy companies are paying their fair share when it comes to an extraction tax.